Good morning, everyone. You're here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. How are you all? I'm so happy that you're all here with me. And I don't say that lightly, because I am very grateful for all of you. But today is Monday, March 24th, 2025, and it is 10:03 a.m., and I'm going to invite you all to come into the Facebook chat so you can join me there and talk to me and we can have some conversations perhaps, or I can answer some questions. Excuse me while I get my radio voice. Just go to your device and go to 12radio.com. That'll take you onto a page where there are some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit that, and that will take you right into our Facebook page, 12radio. And if you scroll down just slightly, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And let's say hello to everybody. I see Renee. Good morning, Renee. It's good to see you here. And it says you're an all-star contributor. Wow. Doesn't that feel special? And Shell is here. Hey, Shell. Good to see you, too. She says, Lori, excited to listen to your soothing voice today. Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. I hope it's soothing, even though I'm, like, clearing my throat and stuff. I'm, like I said, I'm still getting my radio voice because it's a little iffy in the morning sometimes for some reason. She says, hey, Serena. Shell is saying hi to Serena. That's nice. We're all so friendly here. Okay. John says, it isn't often I have a question, so here goes. I'm grateful for all of you for what you offer each week. I'm just going to clear my throat. Sorry about that. Okay. After listening, though, I wonder if I'm... Oh, John, you're so funny. I wonder if I'm a stinky wart-infected monster. Figuratively speaking, of course. Good Lord. I'm sure you're not. That or if there is really bad news in my future... I'm confident the answer is no, but as psychics, you would know this. So do hope you can confirm, yeah, I'm not a stinky wart-infested monster, and there's no life-changing bad news. Well, if you want, I can pull a card for you, John. And I don't, intuitively speaking, I will say you are not a stinky wart-infected monster or wart-infested. I think you are probably a very lovely human and doing the absolute best that you can in any given moment. So, as we all are, I feel we're all doing the best we can. And, you know, some of us are doing better than others, and that's okay. We do the best we can. So I will pull a card for you. How about that? And see what direction that might point you in, and hopefully it will help you. We'll do that in just a moment after I say hello to everybody. Hi, Edward. I'm happy to see you here. You've been so quiet lately. He says, blessed morning. And Pamela's here. She says, hello, Lori. Glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back too. Thanks, Pamela. I know I was out to lunch, not actually lunching, but I was gone last week for various reasons. It's just like, there's a lot going on. It's not even that, you know, anything bad is happening. Everything really good is happening, thankfully, but I'm happy to say that because at one point, you know, it was a little challenging, but just stuff. I'm going to adjust this microphone just for a second so I don't have to lean forward so far because it's really bothering me. Okay, and I want you all to be able to hear me clearly. All right, that is much better. Now you are right in my face, which is good. Excuse me while I drink water. All right, so John, lovely human that you are, let me pull a card for you. And as most of you know, I am a jack of all trades. I actually wear many hats, but I have been trained in spiritual psychology. So I do that as a practice, and I try and help as many people as possible. And I do that in different ways. So, okay, John, I chose a card for you, and it is the Angel of Soul Love. Oh boy, well, considering what you said in your comment, I think this is a perfect card for you, John. These cards are very accurate. Spirit speaks through them, and spirit is never wrong. So it says, time to look at how you value yourself, issues of self-love. And I feel like this is also, I feel like this card is not only for John, because the cards often are for more than one person who's listening. And I'm definitely feeling like there's someone else who's listening who this card is appropriate for. Okay. So the Angel of Soul Love. And if this resonates for you, John, and if it resonates for anyone else, feel free to put it in the chat and let me know. Because I have a feeling it's going to. If I can find it, I will read it. Okay. So, the world around you is simply a reflection of your inner world, your beliefs, and your feelings. There is a person or a group of people in your life at present who keep putting you down and undervaluing what you say or do. The Angel of Soul Love realizes that this is a painful and hurtful situation for you and has shown up in your reading today to help you work through and heal this issue. From a higher perspective, all happens as an act of love. The people in your life at present are simply here to help you face your own feelings of inadequacy, self-worth, and self-love. That is not to say that you should pat them on the back for making you feel small or sad. Rather, it is the opposite. Stand up for yourself regardless of what others think or say, and know that you are eternally worthy of love. In essence, you are a wondrous and beautiful being of light and love. You are held in eternal embrace by the soul of creation, loved and valued more than you will ever know. Start to have loving thoughts for yourself. You are perfect just as you are. There is no need to change anything about you except for the perceptions you hold about yourself. Affirm to yourself many times each day, I am love, I am light, I value and honor myself through my thoughts and through all I say and do. The more I love and value myself, the more love and value I attract from those around me. So this is a mindset that many people just have not yet become accustomed to. And there's a practice that I love called the Ho'oponopono prayer, which I'm sure some of you have heard of, which goes, it's just four simple statements. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And you're not talking to anyone else, and it's not like you've done something wrong. But what it is you're talking to your higher self, and you're saying, I'm sorry for misunderstanding and not remembering that I am God consciousness. Therefore, I'm not making a mistake. I'm not doing anything wrong. And I'm sorry for forgetting who I really am. And you're basically talking to yourself, your higher being. When you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. When you say I love you, you're saying I love you to yourself, because you're just saying, oh, okay. I misunderstood. I forgot for a second who I was. But now I remember. And that's all it is. It's just the words. I mean, some of the words may not resonate for some people. And you can change the words. I really think some people have. Or you can just say, thank you, I love you. Some people just do like the last two lines. Or I'm sorry, I love you, however you want to say it. But I kind of like saying the whole thing just because, pardon me, because I know I'm not talking to anybody but my higher being. And my higher being loves me. My higher being is me. And that's where the self love can enter. Because once you know that you're not talking about your human, you're talking about the larger part of you, which is your higher self, your soul. And once you know that, of course you're worthy. Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be? Like, how could you not be? You're God consciousness. So just because you happen to be in a human body at the moment doesn't mean you've lost any of your worth. So that's where self-love comes from. And that's why when people talk about self-love, they often don't understand, well, how am I supposed to have self-love if I'm doing all these things as a human, making all these mistakes? Well, because that's not who you really are. You're in a human body, having a human experience, and anything that you're doing is teaching you lessons. Some people call it, your karmic lessons. I don't think karma is punishment. To me, you come in with lessons that you have chosen to learn, and that is your karma. Your karma is the lessons you chose to learn. So if you're working through your karma, your karmic lessons, it's just another way of saying it. If you're working through those lessons, you're learning because that's what you wanted to learn. You chose that before you came into this human body as a soul. So as a soul, you are the energy of love. And if you are the energy of love, God consciousness, Christ being energy, how could you not be worthy of anything good? Right? So, to your point, John, of, thinking you're some, insignificant creature. How did you put it? I have to go look back at the chat. word infested or something like that, I believe you said. That's not true. Yeah, the physical body can get warts and things, but the soul is perfect. The soul is love. And that's who you really are. The larger part of you is energy. The soul is energy, and the soul is the energy of love. So I just want you to take that with you and keep that in mind because that is the truth of who we are. And whenever anyone says, I don't know how to love myself, well, if you know that you are this infinite, limitless energy who is God consciousness, doesn't that automatically make you worthy of love and of anything else that you desire? It's kind of hard to say no to God. And I don't think you'd want to because God wants you to have good things, right? And you can use any word, God, spirit, creator, whatever word suits you. I'm just using God in this moment. I have something on my Instagram page that I love because it's very apropos. And I think about this when sometimes, if you're ever in a position like what John was saying, where he's thinking some not so nice thoughts about himself, take this with you, okay? It's a little saying that I posted on my Instagram page, and it says, be softer with you. You are a breathing thing, a memory to someone, a home to a life. And this makes me emotional because I really take it in. I only post things on my Instagram page that are really meaningful to me. I don't just post fluff like some people. And that's okay if you want to post fluff. I don't care. I'm not judging you. But I personally post, I would say most of the things I post are meaningful to me. Otherwise, I don't bother. So when I say this, honestly, it really affects me because to me, what this means, go easy on yourself. You are this massively incredible energy spirit right now, having a human experience in this, pretty finite human body. You're breathing, and there's people who love you, who have good memories about you, who value you, and who care about you. And even if you don't have anybody and you're all alone, and there's no one in your life like that to support you and care about you, you have spirit. You have your higher being who is spirit. You have you. And you are important. And whenever I feel in any way alone, I know I'm not. But if I do, that's what I go back to. I'm like, okay, I might be here. I might be alone. There might be nobody around to talk to at this moment in time. But I have myself and I have God and I know and I have my angels and I have all the divine beings here to help me in any way that I need. Always. And all I have to do is be aware of their presence. And I no longer feel alone because I'm not. We're never alone. Never. So I hope that's helpful for John and probably at least a couple other people. I can feel that. That's been present for me the last couple of days, that particular poem. And it's by someone by the name of Nayira Wahid. And I don't know who that is, but it's in the second row from the top on my Instagram page. And my Instagram is lori.the.love.sherpa. Okay. So you can go over there and take a look at that if you like. I've got some nice stuff on my Instagram page. I'm quite proud of my Instagram page. I've cultivated it. And so it's got a lot of nice energy, I think, to it. And the first thing you see is my face. Because I like to do a selfie now and then. I think those are fun. Okay. So let me go back to the Facebook. And I will share a little bit more about, I don't think I have to share too much because I think most of you are pretty familiar with who I am. Like I said, I practice spiritual psychology. I was trained at the University of Santa Monica. I also do, I've also done studies in sexuality and masculine feminine studies and energy work and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm a surrogate therapist. I work with people one-on-one. So I do a lot of things. I can't give you my whole resume here because it would probably take up at least half of the show, but that's it in a nutshell. So if you would like to talk to me, come on over to Facebook right now, and we can do that. So I'll go back to the chat and see who else is there. Oh boy, you are popping this morning. The chat room is full. That is good. Okay. All right. John says, thank you for confirming that. I hope that card was useful, John. There was a lot there. There really was. So thank you for that question. I so appreciate your question, and I appreciate any questions anyone ever wants to ask me, because I really feel like if you're asking the question, you're probably not the only one who wants to know. And there are other people who can benefit from the response too. Hey, Patricia. Okay. She says, hello, Lori, Serena, and all the 1-2 friends. And Joni, she says, good morning, Lori. Maybe a card today or your general insight feel. I've been working on myself and feeling the energies, learning some lessons. Thank you. Yeah, I can definitely do that. And Jean is here. She says, much gratitude today. May I please have a card? Absolutely. All right. Hey, Anne. She says, I'm happy to be able to listen live and stay present, hopefully the whole time. I hope so, but if not, that's okay. You know, you do the best you can. Edward says, sorry for being away. No, you don't have to apologize. Okay. Excuse me while I burp. I have to take a drink of water. Mornings are sometimes a little challenging for my digestive system. Oh boy. Okay. So Edward says, sorry for being away, but on that note, I was wondering what motivates you to rise to the occasion, especially in a moment where everything seems bleak. I have been having difficulty seeing good in my life, especially when asked, and have more difficulty being able to focus on what I need to do. And he also says, a heads up that the audio has oddly switched up for a few seconds twice now. Yeah, it was doing that during Cat's show, I noticed too. So hopefully you didn't miss too much. I don't know why that happens, honestly. I think it's just like a lapse in the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi isn't as good as it should be, I suppose. And so I apologize for that, but I can't do anything about it. I will try, and I'm as close to the mic as I possibly can be. So hopefully my voice will not have too much problem and you'll hear everything I say. So what motivates me? I think what I was just talking about kind of answers that question. At least I hope it does. You know, I am a God woman. I am a woman of spirit. I am she who walks with God. I really am. And when I am feeling bleak for some reason, that is who I turn to. And that is what I remember. And I also go, honestly, I very much go to gratitude. Gratitude is like my number one tool. Because when you're in gratitude for the good things in your life, you really can't be too depressed. You really can't. I mean, even if you don't feel like there's a whole lot to be grateful for, there actually still is. I mean, if you can walk and talk and see, and you have food in your stomach and a roof over your head, and you might not be in the perfect situation, but you're working your way there, and you're making strides you're taking steps to get to where you want to be. Then the only thing is to surrender about what you need to do, because sometimes if you ask spirit for direction, you will get that direction. You'll see signs. You'll hear things. People will say different things to you that will give you ideas. it's also important, I feel, to follow your strategy and authority in your human design, because that's going to give you a lot of information about what you need to focus on and what you need to do. And the way I really also choose what to do is I focus on what brings me joy. And you, Edward, as a manifesting generator, which I happen to know you are, You need to prioritize your joy. You need to follow what lights you up. And I know I've told you this before, but it's true. And as a Virgo, which I also know you are, hope you don't mind me telling everyone all this information about you. I don't, it's not super personal, so hopefully it's okay. But yeah, you want to feel useful. You do. And you're a dude, so you definitely want to feel useful. Men really like feeling useful, I have found. And that's what I've also what I've also learned about, you know, the masculine. The masculine loves to feel useful. The masculine loves to have something to do and to feel productive. Not that the feminine does not, but that's it's just the energies. The energies are a little different. The feminine is more receptive. The masculine is more active. And so you don't have to do something like when you're talking about your purpose and what you're needing to do. What you need to do is just take the next step. Just think about, you know, what would I like? What would feel good right now? What might be a step in the right direction? And just take that step. And if it just means going outside and taking a walk, do that. If it means, you know, walking around the middle of town and seeing which places are hiring, do that. Or looking through, excuse me, looking through online, looking through Craigslist or, you know, somewhere online where they have job listings. And seeing if there's something that lights you up. Or even asking around or placing your own ad somewhere for something you would like to do. But really, I think that the main thing is simply to surrender first and also to have gratitude for what you already have, because when you have gratitude for what you already have, you get more. And I find that that's just about the most effective way to bring good into your life. And when someone asks you, like I have a few times, and I know you get annoyed by that. I'm so sorry. But people mean well when they ask you, you know, how you're doing, because they want you to be doing well. And I'm sure you want to be doing well, right? And you will. People go through cycles. We all go through, you know, times where we're not doing so well, and then we hit a spot where we're doing great, you know, and then maybe we have something happen and we'd rather it wasn't because we don't like it. But, you know, cycles, everything cycles. So if you're in a down cycle right now, you're going to be in an up cycle eventually. So count on that because it's going to happen. In the meantime, just do what you can to feel good, because like Abraham Hicks always says, you know, feeling good is the key. If you're feeling good, you get more of it. And if you're feeling crappy, you usually get more of that. The universe responds to how you're feeling. It's just the way it is. So it helps to feel your feelings. If you're feeling like shit, I mean, you obviously can't switch over and feel great in like the next second sometimes, but so yeah, you have to feel what you're feeling and allow it to release, because that's what it does. If you allow yourself to, you know, feel maybe not so great for a couple minutes, and you just feel how heavy and yucky that feels, it will usually dissipate after a few minutes. I'm not kidding. It may come back a few times, you know. But each time you feel it, you just allow yourself to feel it, literally. And it will dissipate, and you will come out of it the other side. So I hope that that is somewhat helpful for you. And if not, tell me, and we'll think of other things you can do. Okay? All right. Patricia says that card sounds like for me also. Yeah? If it does, then it is. Sometimes I read the cards and I know they're for me. So I am not immune. Hey, Tara. That's so pretty. She put a beautiful rose. I love that. So Anne says, I worked on that strongly at the end of 2023 and 2024, and I'm grateful to be where I am now. I'm now working on repairing some stuff, health and upgrading finances. Health and finances are big deals for a lot of people. Especially the last 5 years. Can you believe it's been 5 years since 2020? That registered in my brain the other day, and I was like, whoa. And the best thing you can possibly do, like I was just telling Edward, is to find your joy, find a way that something that feels good for you, a way to make yourself feel good and happy. Because when you're in, and even not so much happy, like bouncing all over the place, but just relaxed and peaceful. And there are different ways to describe this state, and especially in human design, when I talk about that, each one of the five types has their signature and their ability to feel good, and we name it in different ways. For a projector, it's feeling successful, which isn't to me the most accurate descriptor because when I feel successful, I feel like I'm being appreciated. So I think being appreciated is actually more accurate for me. I like to feel appreciated. That's my definition of success, I guess, at least in some ways. But, and for someone who's a manifester, for instance, they like to feel peace. They like to feel a sense of peacefulness. And that's their, I guess, their highest trajectory of feeling good. So different people feel good in different ways, generator types feel satisfied. So for Edward, who's a manifesting generator, we'll use him as an example. excuse me, one second. Sorry, with the lawnmower in my throat, it's like a challenge. So for Edward, who's a manifesting generator, he's also a generator type. His signature is satisfaction. So when he feels satisfied, that's when he's happy, right? And right now, he might not be as satisfied as he would like to be. So the way to get there is to look at your design and follow your strategy and your authority, because it's very helpful. Okay. Ah, Ginger. Ginger, our lovely 1-2 radio host, who has her show. Let's see. Ginger is on Heart Matters. That's the name of her show at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. So you can join her there. It's good to see you, Ginger. I'm always happy when the 1-2 radio hosts show up in my chat room. Your presence is blessing my show. I appreciate that. And let's see. Going down, looking through the Facebook chat. Okay. So yeah, as I was saying, with Anne, yeah, I'm glad you're working on your health and your finances, because I even sometimes don't like to say working on, but in some ways we do. But more so allowing it to flow in is really what you want to do, because the abundance and the good health and which is also a form of abundance, all the abundance is there for us. It's already there, waiting to enter. We just have to allow it in by getting into that happy, peaceful, satisfied, successful, relaxed state, which can be achieved many ways. Some people meditate, Some people just do, some people dance. I dance. Just putting yourself in a place of following your joy. And that could just be something very, very simple. But if it makes you feel good, do it. Okay, Shell says, "My dearest love Sherpa," you're so cute, Shell. "I think I broke through something major yesterday. Felt a shift. If you are willing to pull a card, I will take it." Okay, I better get busy pulling these cards. Okay. Anne says that Instagram post is so profound and beautiful, isn't it? It really does bring me to tears. Like I can't get emotional when I can't help but get emotional when I read it out loud. Shell says, "Don't forget pole dancer." Yes. Yes, one of my many talents, Shell. One of my many fun interests is pole dancing for sure. Love it. It definitely. Oh, thank you. Catherine posted my post in the chat. But thank you, Shell, for reminding me that dance is definitely my passion. Thank you, Catherine, for posting that for everybody. It's so pretty too, the colors and the photo. I didn't do that myself. That was, something I pulled it from the internet. But I really liked it. Okay, Pamela says, "I would love a card today if possible, Lori. Such a gloomy, rainy day in the Northeast. Good day to sleep." I love rainy days. It's so sunny here today where I am now. And I love that too. I do. But I really love sunny days. When I have to go out, I like it sunny. When I have to stay inside, I like it rainy. That's just how it is. Okay, and Catherine also says, "I've been doing some internal spring cleaning, Lori. If time permits, I would welcome a card to see if I've left any cobwebs behind." Okay, let me see if I can do all these cards because we have about 15 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna go up to the top of the chat and see who asked first because I know several of you have. And I take such a damn long time. So I'll try and hurry. Between trying to navigate the chat and everything else, it's like juggling, total juggling act. Okay. So I believe Joni asked for a card. I did John's card, so we have that. And Joni would like a card next, so that's what we're going to do. Okay. So again, excuse me. This card is for Joni and perhaps someone else, if it resonates for you. Okay, I got the Angel of Support. Oh, we're getting all new cards today. I love it. Okay, the Angel of Support for Joni. The universe has heard your silent call for help. That is a very good thing. The universe always hears, always hears, always, always, always. Okay. The universe has heard your silent call for help and has sent an angel to support and guide you through the current circumstances. Your financial and emotional well-being is about to take a turn for the better through an unexpected blessing or sudden change in fortune that is soon to come your way. Gosh, I love when they say that. Surrender all fear and anxiety to God and trust. The universe is conspiring to help you always. Emotional, spiritual, and material support come through a seemingly chance encounter with someone new or through an unexpected offer. Stop worrying. It literally says that here in the book. So that is for you, Joni, and I hope that that resonates. All right. It's back in the deck. Shuffle the deck again. Pull a card for Jean next. And I appreciate all the gratitude, Jean. I also have quite a bit of gratitude for everything and everyone who enhances my life. And apparently, this is the card I'm getting for you. Angel of Guidance. A renewed sense of direction and purpose will soon manifest. Ooh. These are powerful cards. They really are. Spirit's messages are so strong and powerful. Angel guidance. We're getting a lot of angels today. Okay. You have felt a bit lost and confused lately, perhaps not sure of which direction to take. The angel of guidance has felt your silent cries for help and is here to guide you upon your soul's chosen path. Close your eyes for a few moments and feel a healing, calming, and clarifying light swell from your heart center. Feel it expand through to your auric field, creating an aura of rainbow light around you. In your mind's eye, imagine before you a beautiful golden path surrounded by the lush foliage of trees and flowers, and visualize yourself upon this path heading towards the sun beyond the horizon. The golden path symbolizes your journey in this life, while the sun is the reflection of your soul, which is your guiding light. Stop trying to figure it all out and simply trust, for you are always on the right path, whether you know it or not. Practice the golden path meditation a little each day and surrender all to your angel of guidance, who is here to help you. You will have a renewed sense of direction and purpose very soon. Trust and love. Yeah, and I think that I felt you in there too, Edward, where it says, stop trying to figure it all out and simply trust, for you're always on the right path, whether you know it or not. Okay. So that is for you, Jean. And I hope that is helpful. Next, we have, let's see. Okay, Shell. Shell would like a card, and I'm happy to pull one for you. Okay. All right. Shell, for you, I got the God of the Arts. I knew I was going to get a God or Goddess card next, because I just said that about getting a lot of angel cards. Okay. The artist within you is about to emerge. I feel like it already has quite a bit. Okay. God of the Arts. The true artist within you, Shell, is about to emerge. You will soon feel a strong urge to express yourself creatively. This creative expression will lead you to new and exciting ventures, projects, and ideas. Expressing yourself creatively will also help you to balance and heal your emotions, which in turn will help balance and heal you physically. This is a time to be authentic and true to yourself. Allow yourself to express all you feel without reservation, censorship, or judgment. Honor the inner child within you and just be you. You can express yourself artistically in endless ways. Painting, sculpture, dancing, singing, playing a musical instrument, gardening, knitting, carpentry, woodwork, pottery, and writing are but a few of the many ways in which you can express yourself imaginatively and creatively. Yeah, I emphasize the dancing. I think it's good for you. But the other things are good too. Don't get me wrong. They're all good. But that was for Shell. So I hope that is pertinent, Shell. Let's see. Who's next? Pamela. Okay. She says it's raining in the Northeast. Yeah, I used to live there. I know how it is. I've been missing it lately, actually. Not the gloomy, not the cold, definitely. But many things about it. I think I'm getting nostalgic. Okay. You know what? I actually pulled the God of the Arts card again for you, Pamela, the one that I just read. So I'm going to pull another card for you. Not that I think the God of the Arts is wrong. I think the God of the Arts is correct. But since I already read it, I'm going to give you a different one too. Okay. So the Angel of Communication comes up for you too. And that is telling you, communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to tell it like it is. one of your major lessons, Pamela, in this lifetime is to learn to communicate what you want clearly. Yeah, and I have a feeling you've been doing that lately. You assume that those around you know what you want or how you feel, yet the truth is that they do not. Because of your failure to communicate honestly and clearly, those around you often end up confused or, at best, having to guess what it is you want, feel, or expect. Do not be afraid to say it like it is. You cannot lose anything by simply stating your truth. You do not need to blame or accuse others in order to speak your truth. Just state your case clearly. Underlying this whole issue is a fear of not being accepted or not gaining the approval of others, and therefore you're often afraid to speak up. Know that it is an act of love unto yourself and others to communicate clearly, lovingly, and honestly. The angel of communication is here to help you work through this issue. Through this process, you will honor and empower yourself and gain much respect and love from others. That's a good card. And that is for Pamela. Okay. And Catherine, we're going to pull the next card for you. And then that's probably going to be my last card pull, I think. I will refresh the chat as soon as I pull this card for you, Catherine. Okay. Let me do it one more time. Oh, here we go. Okay. The angel of prayer. Ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance, Catherine. You're never alone, nor do you need to tackle or solve everything on your own. This is what I was saying earlier, right? The universe, God, Goddess, and the angels are always listening. All you need to do is ask for their help and guidance. Prayer does not need to be formal or structured, as has been the tradition for so long in many religions. You may converse with the universe, God, Goddess, the angels, ascended masters, and all beings of light and love in your own language and in your own way. The universal power is your loving friend. The pure essence of creation responds immediately to all your requests. However, due to the universal law of choice, it will not act or intervene unless it is asked to do so. Discuss the current issue along with any other fear or concern you may have with the angel of prayer. And that is for you, Catherine. Okay, I'm going to refresh the chat one more time. And I want to say a thank you to Spirit for speaking through the cards and for always guiding us and for always being around us and taking good care of us, as Spirit does. Okay, chat. Okay. Yeah, the energy is bouncing around today. It has been for a few days. Oh, good. Okay, Joni says it does. It does resonate. Good. Okay, I'm guessing that's what you mean. I think I've seen everybody. Oh, okay. Shell says thanks for that card. Definitely resonates. Yay. Okay. Okay, Anne says, yes, I agree. Allowing is a powerful way to do it when we have great tools. And Kelly provided a lot of good ones from the empowerment classes that I took, she says. Good, yeah, Kelly is amazing. Kelly Whetstone, she has her show at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays. Kelly is, honestly, I love her. She's one of my favorites, absolutely, because she's so wise. So it always helps me in the process of helping all of you, which I think everything really works that way energetically. I don't think anything is ever one-sided. I think it always is like a give and take and a give and receive on both sides in different ways. So whenever I give something to someone, I know I'm going to receive some sort of benefit back from it. And obviously it's not why we give. But it's a nice little, bonus. When you give, you always receive. And And it's always in a valuable way. Either you receive back more of what you gave, or you receive something else that's, you know, equally of value or more valuable. I like hearing, you know, what people, the results that people get. And Catherine says, thank you. You are so welcome. I appreciate the participation as well. And you've all been wonderful. And I appreciate the requests for cards and the comments, which I know I didn't get to all of them, but I will look after the show. And so I'm going to go and just let everyone know that I really appreciate your presence here very much. And I'm grateful for all of you. And I do love you with all of my heart. And I'm sending you all love from my heart. So you've been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.